All right, let me check my mic here, everybody. Hang on just a second. Good evening. This is KB3MXM. This is the monthly Maryland DC Echolink conference. Thank you very much all for joining. And I hope my audio is okay. Let me check with somebody here. W3ICF, Mr. Phillip, how's my audio this evening?
Sound good to me up here in Frederick, W3ICF.
Okay, very good. Thank you, and thank you, Scott, also for giving me a signal check there. Appreciate it. So some of you might actually let me play with this mic. Hang on a second. All right, there we go. All right, maybe we'll have some folks join us from out in Ohio this evening. I'm not sure. It looks like a small list, and we've got a few things to cover, so we'll go ahead and get started. This link, this net is done once a month here on the Warsh_DC Echolink node. We want to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for allowing us to operate here, for all the good work that you appreciate it, John. Also, this evening, I'm going to switch things up here just a little bit. I hope everyone got the section news, which is sent out every month. And purpose there is to keep our hams and ARL members in the section. Appreciate everyone participating in collecting the information and sending it back to staff. All right, let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back. All right. So as you've seen in the news for section this month, or for last month and this month, so there's a couple things coming up. We've got Xenia, Dayton, whatever you want to call it, the hamvention going on out west of us here, and I'm sure some of you are some of you might actually be out there. So we appreciate you checking in with us here, and others that can't make it, I am scheduled to go back to Puerto Rico once again, so I could not make that event. And I'm joining you this evening. Luckily, I'll be down there for a short period of time and be ready to come back and join you again. So in the section Echolink, in section news this month, as you can see, we've had some activities. We have some activities coming up. We've got the JOTA event, Jamboree on the Air, as they call it. We want to pass our wishes and fond memories of our very good friend Holly, November 3, Mike Bravo, who passed away recently, and her interment today at Arlington National Cemetery. We're very honored and humbled by her long and prosperous years here with us and her activities with amateur radio. And to her families and friends, we pass our condolences and our very best prayers and wishes to her and her family. And also, we've got some upcoming ham events going on. Tomorrow, I believe, is the Ham Fest out here in Howard County, the Memorial Day Ham Fest, Howard County Fairgrounds in West Friendship, right off of I-70. So I hope some of you can join our fellow hams out there, enjoy the camaraderie, and enjoy the Ham Fest. And then coming up next month is Manassas and the Father's Day Ham Fest in Arcadia. Arcadia Fire Department.
Q.
Let's move on to some other things I want to talk about, and then we'll share some stories and activities with the group. Everybody take a standby. We'll be right back. Well, we are very close to June the 1st, and being June the 1st, the official recognition of the beginning of hurricane season, I will tell you firsthand that last year was very difficult on many, not only disaster survivors, but many of the first responders and organizations, the volunteers, and communities that supported our disaster survivors. For many disasters from the West Coast to the East Coast, to Florida, even into Maine as they continue to recover from devastating storms this winter. And we've heard much about Puerto Rico. I will tell you that a lot of the infrastructure in Puerto Rico has been recovered. There are still some areas that still suffer from outages, but more than 94%, 95% of power has been restored to the majority of Puerto Rico. And here we are on the brink of another hurricane season. So I'm going to talk a little bit about preparedness here for hams and for the section when we continue. Okay, and also we got some special events coming up as well for our communities. It's always important that hams participate in our special event activities. It gives you an opportunity to work closely together with other hams and communications, which is what we do and we do best. So continue to do that and support your communities. Stand by. Let's recognize some of our guests this evening from the Atlantic Division. We have WN, Mr. Jim, Fast Section Manager. Jim, can you give us a few words this evening, please?
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. And good evening to everyone on the net. I have been up to my ears in the Main Street, Laurel Main Street Festival, which we just had last Saturday, and sucked up most of my time for the last couple of weeks. We had 394 vendors that I had to put on the street there and spaces. We had a parade with 70 participants, about 1,300 people, 80 vehicles, etc. It was a very, very busy time. We had Laurel Amateur Radio Club does the information tent for us and makes announcements, etc. And we also, again this year, had the Chesapeake Amateur Television Society come by. They set up, and we have a repeater in town here, Cats TV repeater, and they did some walking up and down the street and sending video. So it was a really good event, and I'm starting to recover from all of that. Thank you very much. Welcome home for the brief time you're here, and back to net, WI3N.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much for joining us this evening and passing along that information. So there you go, one of those special events that hams can be involved in, and it's important that we do. Let's go to see who else is on my list this evening. Oh, we've got Butch, NI2W. Butch, what's happening with you and National Traffic System? I don't see Al on board tonight, so maybe we'll double-team you on what's happening out west as far as emergency communications and National Traffic System. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everyone else on the net. Well, let's see. The National Traffic System is still plugging along, and matter of fact, I'm sitting here while we're talking, typing up messages that I received this evening for delivery later on. And nothing much has changed there, same old story. Last weekend we had our ham fest, and what was it, 2 weeks ago? I don't remember. Time is flying so fast. And that went well. But in regard to emergency communications, the southern part of Washington County, if you're all familiar, down around Sandy Hook and Dargan, has been hit pretty hard, but at least in the area of highways. Many of the local county roads down there have been washed out, and the county is absolutely going at warp speed, filling in with stone and whatnot to make them passable again. I think there were about 20 people down there that were relocated or sheltered elsewhere, but they're all with family. So there have no shelters have been opened here. All is quiet in that regard. And today was a respite from the rain here in Washington County at my house. We've had a tenth of an inch. But on the other hand, south of me, down where all the devastation occurred, they had quite a bit more. But today was a quiet day around here. We haven't had as much rain, so hopefully we'll recover. But it's supposed to start up again tonight. I guess that's about it. Same old stuff, different day in many ways. Over.
All right, very good, Butch. Thank you. Why don't we segue right to the weather? We've got Tom, W3TDH, on board. Tom, maybe a few words about the weather and sky.
A few words are that we've already had, Let me try this again. Am I still doubling with someone?
Negative, sir. Go right ahead. W3TDH, it's all yours.
Okay, we've already had four activations for serious severe weather. And although many of you may not have heard about it because a lot of it was in our more rural areas of the northern Virginia and Maryland and eastern West Virginia forecast area for the surface, we actually had baseball-sized hail on one occasion. We had several locations reporting golf ball and ping pong-sized hail. And there was some damage from hail. We haven't had anything like a tornado yet, at least that we know of. There's still some after event evaluations that have to occur that might dig up a zero kind of tornado, a very small one. But we haven't had anything serious. So we're just girding up for this coming season. It looks like it's going to be a busy one. And we're trying to urge everybody to this. And while we're on that topic, if anybody would like us to run a Skywarn Net Control class in your area, please just go to the WX4LWX.org website and send us an email, and one of us will get back to you pretty quick. The absolute minimum, we like to see 15 people registered for the class before we try and conduct it. But the absolute minimum to continue the class when we show up is 10. So if you have under that, you know, or if you're too close to 10 when you start, you know a couple of people are not going to show. Be honest about that, and we'll do a better time or something, because some of us have to travel quite a distance. That's all I have for you right now, sir. So back to you and the net, Marty. W3TDH.
Q.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Thank you indeed. Let me move to some of our repeaters here if we have any. Do we have anybody on the KA2JAI? And I believe I saw Mike over here. Yeah, there he is, Mike. Mike, why don't you check in and then call for any stations on your system. Go ahead. All right, not hearing Mike. How about any stations on the KA2JAI? Your call signs, please. All right, we'll move to the WB3GXW-R. Located in Calverton on 147.225. Do we have any stations like to check in there? Your call sign, please.
WB3GXW, no traffic. Exams tomorrow and hopefully bulletins tomorrow night.
Well, good evening, John. Nice to hear you this evening. Thank you. Exams and bulletins. Good stuff. Thanks for sharing. And thank you for being here this evening. Anyone else on your system that would like to check in on that's on 147.225? Go ahead.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Okay, John, well, I'm liking your control out there, so let's go to W3ICF, Mr. Phillip. Mr. Phil, go ahead and check in, sir, and then call for any stations on your system there out in Frederick. On the 146.73 repeater. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, good evening, Marty. W3ICF here talking to you from my Echo Link at the house. And we do have a Echo Link connection up there at the repeater, W3PO. Pat used to be from up here in front. He's, I think, over there in the Philippines now. Maybe Pat would like to say something. W3PO, pick it up, please, Pat.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. W3PO, name Patrick, QTH, 69 North from Manila. And I see you got your hands full with other things, so I was just here listening to what's going on, see the latest on the weather. 70 feet away, back to you, Phil, W3ICF, W3PO.
Okay, Pat, thanks for joining us. Let me check and see if there's anybody on the RF side. I haven't heard anyone. But anyone on the 14673 repeater, come ahead and check in with my Marty there, Net Control. Come ahead, please.
Kilo Echo 4, Quebec, November, Oscar KE4QNO, Chris with a K, Frederick, Maryland.
Kilo 3, Delta Oscar, Mike in Knoxville, Maryland.
All right, very good. Let's pick up, well, thank you, W3 Papa Oscar, Pat, out at Manila. You know, I think it's our DX station for this evening, folks. Thank you very much, sir, for checking in. And rainy and cool here in the mid-Atlantic. Let's move over to, is the KC4QNO. Go ahead with your comments, sir.
This is Kilo Echo 4, Quebec, November, Oscar. Just wanted to check into the net tonight. I think this is my first time on this net. I talked to Phil earlier, and he told me he'd connect the repeater to the net, make sure it was on there. So, it's been raining if nobody looked out the window the past couple of days. I've just been indoors working in the indoor garden, not doing too much on the outdoor garden. I had the hail beat down my cabbages pretty bad, but I think they'll live through it. Anyway, that's enough for me. I'll keep it short. Back to Net Control. This is Kilo Echo 4, Quebec, November, Oscar.
All right, very good. Thank you. Let's move over to, let's see, who else is in there? Oh, K3DO, Mike in Knoxville. A few words, sir. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Marty. And yeah, I kind of comment on the weather. It's kind of nice. I know it's raining today, but not to have heavy rains. I'm kind of almost landlocked in here. I got one road I can get in and out of down here now. All the other ones have been washed out. So, a little bit of a rough night there on Tuesday night with almost 7.1 inches of rain. Well, by the time the day was over, that was including rain a little bit earlier too. But a little rough down here. And I just want to say have a safe trip down back down there to Puerto Rico. And that's about it for me. Send it back over to you, Marty. This is K3DO.
All right, Mike. Very good. Be safe out there. Keep in touch with us as often as you can. Which reminds us to check on our fellow hams. You know, it's, modern technology gives us lots of ways to communicate, but knocking on a man's door if you know him well and or her well and say, hey, how you been? That works too. All right, let me continue down my list. Do I have anybody on the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot repeater systems? Anybody from Ocean City? I'm sorry, yeah, Ocean City or Silver Spring? Check in now, please. Okay. Mike, I'm going to circle back to you. I saw your comment in there that you tried, and we didn't hear any audio, sir. So let's go back to KA2JAI. Through the KB3 CMA. That's what I have on my list here. So go ahead, Mike. Do you have anything for the net? And call stations on your system, please.
Welcome to the WV3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right, nothing heard there. Mike, maybe you can work on that. We'll get back to you. I don't see the K3CL. I don't see RO, I don't see SMD, I don't see GRM, but let's go to Scott. KB3JQQ, Mr. Scott, a few words, and if you have anybody on your system, go ahead and let them check in, sir.
All right, good evening, Marty, and everybody out here on the net tonight. Nothing really going on here. It's just been wet and rainy here as well. Luckily, our roads haven't washed out or anything. We presently have 56 degrees out here. And I'm not being blinded by our street light tonight. It is out, so I guess that's a good thing and a bad thing. All right, back to net, KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott. Well, they switched our the few street lights we have here. They went to LED, and I will tell you that my HF is incredibly noisy now. So modern technology has put my noise floor at about a S7 and 8 S8. All right, so let me talk a little bit about, before we move on to the rest of the stations, and I'll get to all of you here in just a moment. Let me talk a little bit about preparedness here. So hurricane season's around the corner. We've all experienced, at least here in the Maryland, D.C. section, and our our neighbors and friends in the adjacent sections and divisions. Quite a bit of rainy weather lately. Matter of fact, down in Virginia, they had some flash flooding warnings that popped up as well. You know, water is one of the, in a storm condition, water is one of the most devastating and unfortunately causes the most casualties next to wind. Water is a very, very potent force. And being prepared for a lot of water in the sense of like flooding rains or hurricanes, things like that, is very important. And so being prepared for disaster seasons when it comes to fire, flooding, we've heard so much about the earth and the volcano activity in Hawaii. So I would suggest you revisit your ready pack, your go-to provisions, your go kits. This is the time before the season in the mid-Atlantic gets to hurricane season to go check that. And there's a lot of resources online, too. You can find resources on the ARL website. You can find resources at NOAA, National Weather Service. So that service you hear light your phone up in the middle of the day or night is the Wireless Emergency Alert System. Make sure you have that activated on your phone if your phone's capable of doing that. Also, don't forget that you can also listen to the maritime channels on the Chesapeake Bay, recreational boaters. There's also VHF weather stations in the marine band. So if you have a portable radio, you might be able to pick that up as well. So if you're around the Chesapeake Bay, those resources are available also through both the District 5 sector for the Maryland National Capital Region and also through the National Weather Service. Take a break. Stand by. Also, there's online resources for NOAA weather radio frequencies and map coverage areas. And we talked to Pat in the Philippines. Sometimes we get our friend from Africa checks in. How about for our friends that might be out in Western Maryland? So you can find these frequencies on the NOAA weather website. If you search for NOAA weather radio frequencies, you'll find links to coverage maps. If you're in an area where coverage could potentially be degraded because of storms, you know, you do have the opportunity to get it through wireless devices, and you can also listen to HF, where you can find maritime weather. Also, you can listen to aircraft. So airports also report weather. They call it ASOS, which is A-S-O-S, or AWOS, spelled A-W-O-S. Look up on the web for your local airport and see if they have an automated weather observing station. And those frequencies are in the aircraft band on AM, so you can get information there too. And then, of course, you can also find information. Let me take a break. You can also find information about for situational awareness on the Maryland MEMA site. That's the Maryland Emergency Management Agency site. It's called OSPREY. That's O is in Oscar, S-P-R-E-Y, OSPREY. If you look that up, you'll find the dashboard. It's very easy to use. It will give you situational awareness for your area and others. Also, the Maryland flood maps are available online. And don't forget, too, you can look at traffic congestion, which might be a sign of other disaster-related activities, on the Maryland chart. That's C-H-A-R, Maryland chart. And you can look at the highway conditions, and there's all kinds of stuff there, including weather stations. Let's take a break. I'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echo Link here on the WB3GXW Echo Link node. And finally for this evening, as a reminder, the purpose of amateur radio is a hobby. That's what it's intended to be. It's an opportunity to talk to your friends, maybe family, fellow hams, participate in contests, listen to the space station, talk through satellites, do digital modes, do amateur television, CW, and voice, on just a whole bunch of different places to operate and a whole bunch of great things to do. So amateur radio is a great hobby, but emergency communications is not. So being prepared to communicate in an emergency is important. Not everyone's interested in that, but if you are, be ready. And give your equipment a good thorough workout. And talk to your friends. Make sure everything's working properly. And consider the possibility that if we get a bad storm here, a hurricane, for example, your signal may not go as far or might not be easily heard as it is right now. So keep that in mind and be prepared. Each time and every time we are faced with these possible calamities. So look forward to all of you participating. ARIES is a good place to start. Your amateur radio club is a good place to start. National Traffic System is a good place to start. Even the VHF, HFNet, good place to start. Amateur radio can afford every good year. We're going to take a break. We're going to go through the rest of repeaters and go to the rest of the stations that joined us here on the net. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink node. Stand by. Okay, for those that are looking at your EchoLink online, I'm going to share with you some of the links that I'm going to share with you some of the links that I just mentioned. So stand by. Okay, Scott provided the one for the Maryland Highway Administration chart. I just put a link in the box, Ray.
Oh.
All right, and I also put a link in there for the ASOS, Aircraft Reporting System for Maryland. There's also one for D.C., so you can find that one too. And the last two I'm going to share with you is the coverage map for Maryland and the NOAA Weather Marine Radio link. Stand by. Okay, there's the NOAA Weather Radio link to the coverage map for Maryland, which includes frequencies. If you change the MDs to Delta Charlie DC, you'll get the same thing for DC for the section. All right, the last one's going to be the Marine VHF channel link. Stand by. And the one I just added was the NOAA Weather Radio VHF channels are also very important, so you can go to weather radio frequencies in the marine band if you're a recreational boater or if you have a broadband or multi-channel receiver, then you can get to those frequencies as well. All right, very good. Let's continue on, and we'll be done here just very quickly, I think. Do we have calls checked in? Oh, Pete. Oh, hi, Pete. KB3NJK. Pete, how about a few words?
Well, good evening, Marty, and everybody on the net. Thanks. This is actually the first time I've checked into this net, I hate to say, probably in several years. Recently retired. I'm back into the hobby more than I was before. Recently back on HF, and happy to be back on EchoLink here. And enjoying every minute of it. I've been a little more active with PG, Prince George's County ARIES, of late as well. I sent a message to Jim Cross, WI3N. I guess he didn't see it regarding the antennas at Laurel Regional Hospital, which I understand are functioning, which they weren't at one point in time. I guess I have a question for some of the Skywarn folks on here. Let me break a second. I am a spotter. I have a spotter number, but it's been quite a while since I've received any direct communication about activation. I mean, I have gotten notification of activation through other avenues. But just curious as to how I get back on a position where I can receive direct communication for activation and such. And that's about it. Marty, thanks. Back to you from KB3 and JK.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Pete. Well, we've got a few folks in here, and there's Jim. It says, "Hi, Pete. All antennas are working," and Jim WI3N says he swapped some feed lines. And like I said, we have Tom on here, W3TDH, and you got in the chat window. If you've got email addresses, that'll be great. Thank you very much for your comments. Let's go to November 3. Yankee, India, November 3, YI, on the iPhone. Go ahead, sir. I think we lost him. Yep. All right. Oh, there you go. And Kurt says you can also use a Yahoo group there. Pete, looking in the chat window, there's plenty of information flying by, as they say. All right, who used to say that? Tom Snyder, that's it. Remember Tom Snyder in a late night show? All right, the color teenies. Let's go to K3TEL, Mr. Arnold. You got anything to share with us this evening, sir? Go ahead. All right, I think he left. Let's go to Milford, N3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf. All right, no one there. Let's go to the November 3, Romeo Oscar-L, Rick Frederick. Linked in this evening, sir. Thank you very much, Rick. Why don't you go ahead and check in and call for any stations on your node.
Oh, very much. N3RO checking in. And we've had a busy Skywarn week here. As everybody knows, we had three different subnets operational here in Frederick County on three separate nights, starting, I believe, Saturday night, and continuing Sunday night. Monday night was our only night off, and then Tuesday night when all heck broke loose. We went operational here at 6 p.m., well after 6 p.m., and signed down after about 9:30. Had about 13 stations on board passing weather information here during the storm at Frederick County, and upwards of six mobiles out during the night, evening, checking traffic and relaying road closures, etc., to net control. And I did call those in via the 800 number to Sterling with three different traffic reports. Looking forward to the coordinators net, I should say conference, on June 2nd, I believe, over at Sterling office. So planning on being there. Other than that, things seem to be quieting down up here in Frederick. We made the national news. I turned on the Weather Channel Wednesday morning, and there was somebody standing in Baker Park, downtown Frederick. And most of the D.C. stations have had reporters up here during the week, so it's been, we really got clobbered. Other than that, I'm going to a Skywarn training session on flooding, how appropriate, Monday night here in Frederick. They're having it out at the Trading Academy at 6 p.m. on Monday night, a few days from now, and I'll be there for that training. And then we'll see everybody at the Skywarn Coordinators meeting at Sterling on June 2nd. That's about it from here. And Rick.
Okay, very good, Rick. Thank you for all of that information. Very, very helpful. Please share some of your experience from the net and the weather activities with me. I would be most interested to be able to read more about that while I'm down south in the little spare time that I have. All right, real quick here, let's see if there's anyone else on the November 3 Romeo Oscar system. Any stations on that system like to check in? Your call signs, please. All right, nothing heard there. I've got a few more on the list here. Let's go down to November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Tommy, share some of your activities with us here on the net. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm in Skaggsville, and as you can imagine, we've had continuous rain now, and it's been pretty heavy at times, but no flooding as of yet, so we're in pretty good shape, just some wet basements. Had a tough time getting a connection tonight over the internet with Echolink. It took me about 30 minutes to establish a connection, so the network must be heavy with pizza. That's it for me. N3TJO, back in the control.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Let's go down to Chris. KB, that's in boy, 3. Oh, Charlie Sierra. Maybe that's Chris and something else. KB3CS, go ahead, sir. All right, not seeing any more. W3TOY, Mr. Kurt. Yeah, but a few words for the net, and then we're going to go to Stu, and that'll be all I have on my list for tonight. Go ahead, Kurt.
All right, is it working now? Yeah, okay. Had to flip the switches in the right position. How you doing, Marty, and the rest of the net? Anne Arundel County had a couple of activations earlier in the week, Saturday evening, and then again Sunday, for severe thunderstorms that came through. No reports of any damage or anything came in, but we did activate the nets. And, excuse me, like I said in the text block, I believe you can sign up for weather alerts through that Yahoo group. There's also a couple of online emergency notification websites that you can sign up for also to get weather alerts. So there's two possibilities. And with that, back to you, Marty, WA3TOY.
Okay, we're going to let all the repeaters reset, and then we'll take care of Stu. Everyone stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW repeater system and link node system and other stations connected. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right. Let's go to WI3J. Mr. Stu, a few words for us here on the net this evening, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. Good evening, everyone. WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate here. Gaithersburg is pretty much on high ground, so no flooding or anything damage to speak of, high winds or anything, and some ponding on the local roads, but other than that, it hasn't been bad at all. The one thing I haven't seen mentioned in the news is what this does to farmers. You know, with can't planting, can't finish their planting, or muddy fields, can't get out there. It's going to take probably a month for the fields to dry out. So I'm sure this puts a hurt to the farmers. But there you go. Back to you, Marty, WI3J. Thanks for doing that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, any crops that are planted early in the ground with this kind of rain will rot, potatoes being one of those. And any of the leafy vegetables like cabbage and things like that are subject to damage from hail and heavy rain. All right, let's see. All right, did I miss anyone? Anyone that did not check in or would like to check in at this time, your call sign, please.
Comment, Marty.
Go ahead, Mr. Phil.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a report there for John. He had asked us to make a contact with a shut-in individual up here. I just like to report to John Creel that was done. I talked to Roland W3FDK. He made contact with I believe the man's name was Larry, and we even got him up to the breakfast and introduced around to the others. And I think he enjoyed the visit and the breakfast both. So we. We have made contact, and I think the man appreciated it and enjoyed it. So, if you're listening, we did our best, and I think that he will be hopefully involved more with us in the future here. W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Phil. Well, that's it for the net this evening, folks. Thank you all for joining us. I want to thank WB3GXW, John Creel, and those repeater operators that loyally check in and connect their systems here with us each month. Remember, get your EchoLink news. You can find it on the web at ARRL and search for MDC, Maryland, D.C. We also have a Facebook page, a Twitter link, a Twitter feed, and the PG Aries has a Yahoo group, and so does the Weather Folks. It's good to be connected with social media. Please stay connected as often as possible, and remember to always share your stories that are related to amateur radio and our ability to help our community and our citizens and each other. Always be safe, and we'll see you later. 7-3's all. Good night. KB3MXM, signing off.